It's Monday, August 18th, 2025. I'll call to order the County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Would like to make note that next week, August 25th, 2025, our regular meeting will be held upstairs due to the tax sale being held here in the commission room, or the commission hearing room. So we'll be upstairs in the conference room. Also, we do have our tax levy hearing set for 10 a.m. this morning, so we will be back down here on air for that. Is there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business, which we have for approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 484456 through 484538, warrants number 8669 through 8670, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for August 13th, 2025, along with executive session minutes for August 13th, 2025.
Move to approve regular session and executive session minutes for August 13th, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the addendum to the MOU for the SRO programs. This will be file number 25-091S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 13th, 2025, approving each addendum to the MOU as to form. Seems that there's the only thing changing in this, Sheriff, is the date on this. Is that correct?
Shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, the start date from the 25 to 26, it's the annual.
Shouldn't be the only thing that changed. I don't know. I never received the MOU, so I haven't seen it.
Okay.
What else do you think should have changed?
The cost should have changed.
We discussed that with the auditor. I think we have that. May look and see. I think we have that built in to where they just cover the cost no matter what those costs are.
Okay. Which school is this?
This is covering the ones that we have listed here are Taneyville, Bradleyville, Branson, Hollister, and Kirbyville.
Okay. And it doesn't have the cost listed?
I'm reading it right now.
In the past, they had the cost for each school spelled out. If it doesn't have it listed, then it should be good.
I don't think that it does. Essentially just says that the term of this memorandum of understanding is hereby extended from August 1st through July 31st of 26 and subject to the MOU and each and every term covenant condition agreement.
Okay, perfect.
Because those increases were already done, correct?
The invoices have not been submitted yet, but it does state, the original MOU stated it has a dollar amount. But it also states in the original MOU that it can increase at any time.
Based on costs.
Based on
yes,
costs.
Yes, it's just based on
yes.
True costs. Yeah, so this is, the only thing this says is it's...
Okay, as long as that doesn't have the dollar amount spelled out.
Nope.
Okay.
It's just an extension of the
This
the
is
term.
A date modification.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to look at this?
No, that's all it says.
Well, I looked at the Kirby one. Have you guys looked at I'll look at all of them.
I flipped through and they look all the same.
Okay. So you're good with all of them?
Yes.
Move to approve the addendums to the memorandums of understanding by and between Taney County and Taneyville, R2 school district, Taney County and Bradleyville R1 school district, Taney County and Branson R4 school district, Taney County and Hollister R4 school district, and Taney County and Kirbyville R6 school district. Is one of those mislabeled?
I would think either the Hollister or the Branson with That's the route. I don't know why they would have them for the four. They shouldn't both be Route 4s.
That's
Hollister's R5.
That's what
R5.
I was thinking. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just mislabeled on our paper. Amend my motion to state Taney County and Hollister R5 school district.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff. Next, we have the approval of GIS Professional Services Agreement. This is revised for file number 25-090-IT. This would be for the Sidwell program for the ArcGIS for the install.
What are your guys' thoughts on the concern on page 5? It was referenced in the...
In the letter, yeah. Is a good question because we don't have that second amount.
Well, it references on page 6, it references 3.1 of 11,470, but in 4.3 it says 13,135. So do we want to approve it and amend that amount in that 4.3, or do we want to get clarification on what the true amount is supposed to be?
I think we should get clarification because it doesn't give in the why there's that discrepancy in the contract. It only states the service fees at the end compared to what the total shows. Can we approve contingent upon getting that to where we don't have to wait till next week, or getting that revision to where those numbers match?
Can you get an answer today? Who would?
Tanya would know. We can table.
Well, we can note the discrepancy. It's not a huge discrepancy. We can note it, approve it up to that amount, and then
anything over they would need to come back.
Yeah. Or just approve it to that amount and then state that we'd like clarification on. Shane, what do you think?
Yeah, because what we're looking at is about a $1,600 difference between what we see a final price and then a section that has what we shall pay.
Well, at the end of 4.3, it references as described in section 3.1. 3.1 says 11,470. 4.3 says 13,135.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that they're they made a mistake. So. You know what, let's just do it right. Let's just back up and take no action or table it until it can be corrected. That way there's no question. And if we need to reconvene later this week to get it approved, we can if they can get it fixed. Okay. Is that fair with everyone else?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go that route.
So I just take no action because you don't know when.
Yeah, I don't know really when they would. So we'll just take no action on the approval of the GIS Professional Services Agreement, file number 25-090-IT. All right. Next, we have the approval of Notice of Renewal for Guardrails, file number 25-092, Road and Bridge.
Good morning.
Good morning. With us this morning, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. What we do have in front of us this morning is the second of three renewals with Highway Safety Solutions. The original agreement did allow for a 5% fluctuation in price. Nothing has changed in that other than the date. That still remains in effect, the 5% fluctuation possibilities for steel pricing. Is there any issues or any?
No, everything's going good.
Okay. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated August 13th, 2025, approving the notice as to form. Is there any discussion?
Move to approve the notice for renewal for guardrails lying between Taney County and Highway Safety Solutions.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Next, we have our approval of conflict of interest. This is conflict of interest order, file number 25-082, commission. With this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir. This is an order that must be filed with the Missouri State or the Missouri Ethics Commission biannually, every 2 years in September. And it just pretty much identifies certain officers that must fill out the PFD, which is the and then all candidates for county offices must fill it out if they have do business with the county in an effort for transparency and keeping government separate from the private sector.
Okay. And it will be in effect for 2 years, correct?
2 years,
this
yes.
Ordinance will be revised after a 2 year period.
Yes.
Okay. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated July 30th, 2025, approving the order as to form.
Is there any questions?
I have none.
Do not.
Move to approve the conflict of interest order.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here for right now. We are agendized for a planning and zoning roundtable at 9:20 a.m. upstairs. We will be back here on the air at 10 a.m. for our tax levy hearing. I have 9:17 a.m., 9:15 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.